This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch on YouTube and view for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
What's up?
How are you, buddy?
I'm all right.
Easy breezy ride tonight. That was nice.
Oh, yeah.
That was nice.
Nice little nip in the air.
Yeah.
Feeling it, dude. Got a couple of things working for us there. Nice, easy. What's going on?
What do you mean what's going on? Why is it like this today?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really have a good answer for you, dude. I don't really have a good answer for you on that one. That's that one's above my pay grade. Mm.
Maybe it's the, you know how the day after a holiday is bad?
Yep.
Maybe the day after the day after it's okay. Because people are like, yeah, I'm trying to work.
You ask a question. You didn't even wait for the answer. Because he doesn't have his headphones on. He can't hear you talking. That's why, Frog Boy.
Oh, what a bad man.
You know, he was too busy hobnobbing with Kim Bo Camper.
Hobnobbing, dude. He loves Bo.
I mean, what's not to love? Giant forearms. Yeah. Great restaurants.
Great restaurants.
I think I like talking to those guys, not because football was so different. I don't care about that.
Tundra.
But some of the stories with some of the things that they had to do to make it through a season is what's impressive to me.
I get it, man. You like it. I heard that you got a shout out today on Get Up, by the way. I don't know what it was, but somebody tweeted me. I don't know if it was a trivia question or they were just talking about, I don't know what, but apparently you got a shout out. I'm going to try and scroll through everything. I don't know what context it was.
Everywhere but this building, I got a little bit of.
A little juice.
Yeah.
A little juice.
And it's amazing.
Kids call that motion.
That's what the kids call it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they do.
And I have said motion everywhere that we go except to work.
Motion offense.
Right? No. You don't understand. Yeah. We got in a cab ride on the way back from Vegas, and the guy goes, Leroy Horde.
That's true. That did happen.
Random cab guy.
You think he's doing good on the screenplay?
Still working on it.
Man.
Dude.
I hope you guys see him again.
You know what? The only thing that was different about this trip was that there wasn't a night of alcohol. I was tired. I was tired the whole time we were there.
I know.
I never could get out of the funk.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose for over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory of the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. JIP says, it happened around 8:30. The show said, some running back in the draft could or couldn't be Leroy Horde 2.0.
Wow.
Who do you think was on there today?
Ooh, comparisons.
Ooh. If I would have to guess, if I had to guess who said it, I would say Louis Riddick.
Mm. Louis Riddick on?
I played with Louis.
Louis Riddick loves him some Cam Ward, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Loves him some Cam Ward.
Yeah, I think the hardest thing with these two quarterbacks is this. At times during the game, they look very nonchalant, and you question whether they can throw it accurately with timing, right? Like on schedule throws,
mm-hmm.
because that's kind of where football is now. And they don't necessarily have the frame of a Josh Allen where they could sit there and pat the ball. That's the old Roethlisberger theory, right? Once you get there, you still can't, you know, tackle. So if there's any questions that I would have, it's not being able to see that on a consistent basis. But I think that has more to do with college football. And not less to do and less to do with them as players.
The big announcement yesterday, UFC 314 in Miami. The card has finally been announced, Leroy Horde. It has finally been announced.
What do we got?
We got the featherweight championship of the world, Alexander Volkanovsky.
Oh.
Is going to try and reclaim the throne, but not against current champion Ilia Topuria, because he's not the current champion anymore. He has vacated the title to go up to 155 pounds. So instead, we will get him against Diego Lopez for the vacant featherweight strap. So potentially the featherweight GOAT against a young up-and-comer. That is your main event. And then we get Iron Michael Chandler against Paddy the Batty Pimblett in the co-main event, a five-round co-main event. Also got some bangers on this card. Oh, my God. There's a lot of slugfests.
Saw a guy named Pitbull there, and I was like, yeah, fitting.
Patricio Pitbull, longtime Bellator champion. At one time beat Michael Chandler in Bellator.
Okay.
He's beat everybody there is to beat in Bellator.
Wow.
He has been in Bellator forever. But here's the weird thing that's going on right now. See, this PFL, they fumbled the bag.
Okay.
They bought Bellator, and they don't have enough fight cards for everybody. And so they had all these great Bellator fighters basically sitting on the sidelines for a year.
Wow.
And finally, they had to, like, give release to these guys because they legitimately didn't have any events for them. So Patricio Pitbull has been scooped up by the UFC, and now he will make his debut against La Pantera.
Yeah,
La Pantera, Yair Rodriguez.
It's amazing how you can screw up the English language, but you've never gotten one of these fight names wrong.
La Pantera. remember when he KO'd?
La Pantera.
I think he KO'd Korean Zombie with an up elbow at the buzzer.
Isn't the famous twerker?
I'm sorry.
Pantera?
What? I don't know.
You said twerker.
Twerker?
Like yeah, she has music out, too.
Oh,
she has an album.
I didn't know that.
Lexi Pantera, the best twerk?
Yes. Twerking just look.
Lexi
Pantera. Just look.
What was that, on your TikTok For You feed?
No. I'm just saying. It's not. You just watch it. You see what I'm like. She's got music videos, everything. But.
I was thinking about the band.
That's what I thought you were talking about at first.
No.
But I was like, I don't think they twerk.
No.
So we will be excited for that, and that'll be coming up.
Will we be there?
April 12th. Do you want to be there?
Yeah, are we going to get our ringside seats again?
I don't know. You know, they're probably going to stick us up in the bleachers. I don't know where they're going to stick us.
Hey, when it was in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah,
we were right.
That's up to you, because you told me last time when you were uptown, you're like, yeah. So I don't know. It's up to you. I could put you in, but if you
put me in.
All right,
put me in. I'll go.
All right. So we got that, and then of course tonight, Canada, Team USA. We will talk to our guy David Dwork later this hour. Get a breakdown. Boots on the ground in Boston.
Oh, is he up there?
Yeah, he's up there.
Cool.
He's going to be calling us from Morning Skate.
Okay.
Morning Skate. So
that, you know what? That is the most incredible thing to me in hockey. Mm-hmm. I see how much energy they exert during a game. And then they have Morning Skate.
Yeah.
And I would say that in itself is probably what separates hockey from football. If you can practice in the morning before you play, then it can't be as strenuous as the other sport.
Speaking of strenuous and cold, Messi yesterday, he scored the lone goal against Kansas City. I don't understand how they let him play in that. It was so cold.
Really?
It was like negative wind chill. It was ridiculous. But he scored the lone goal.
They won?
Yeah.
Kansas City sucks, dude.
What do you mean?
It's just that place is just always cold, always dreary. What do they have, barbecue?
Dude, how about this? One time we played in Kansas City, and the thing you have to realize, when you go into the locker room, you go into like a dugout, right? And then go up. It was raining so hard that at halftime, when we went to go in the locker room, the water was almost up to your knees.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to go and just basically change clothes. Nah. And they delayed the second half because we couldn't get to the field.
RVA Richie says he played in Europe for years. It's always cold. That cold? I feel like Europe, like the most it gets is like 42.
Wait a minute. Are you serious right
now? In France?
Are you serious?
How cold does it get over there?
It was in the 30s when they went to...
It was 3 degrees.
Yeah.
Too cold.
Oh, my God. So... Let's just use our big
brain. They even postponed it.
Wait. Let's use our big brain here. Mm-hmm. Okay. If it's in the 50s and 60s here.
Yep.
How cold do you think it is 300, 400 miles north?
Because
that all comes this way.
I think it was, France is like the most it gets is like 45 over there.
No.
Yeah, dude.
It snows.
I don't think so, dude. I don't think it snows in France.
I feel dumb because I Googled, how cold is Europe? And they're like, sir, what do you want from me?
No. Go. Average temperature.
It's got to be the coldest game he's ever played.
Oh.
Got to be. -8?
So were they, no. How were they dressed? They were still in shorts?
He was in long sleeves, dude.
And his legs were showing?
I don't know if he had leggings on or not.
It was the coldest game in MLS history.
Dade South saying it's the coldest game he's ever played.
Coldest game of his career, yep.
I got to tell you, kicking the ball all the time in that cold, woo.
Not fun.
Handled it better than Tua.
I'm surprised he didn't take the day off.
Long socks yesterday.
Turtleneck.
Leggings and socks. Turtleneck.
Look cold.
Yeah.
Right?
That's painfully cold, dude.
Schmiedin says, Wemby's 100 pounds. No chance he survived living in the snow.
That's true. That's true.
I don't think it's cold.
No, I'm telling you. How cold does it get? Put it up. How cold does it get in France? I'm telling you, my wife and daughter, when they went in March, and they had to bring winter clothes.
I'm sure it was cold. I don't think it's the tundra. I don't think it's the tundra. Like, you guys are acting like he played in Siberia.
No, it gets... Dude.
Barcelona? It's like a beach.
It's actually not that bad in France.
Yeah, it's like 45, right?
Honestly, yeah. It does it in Celsius, but if you convert it, the temperatures generally range from mid-30s to low 40s in France.
He's not dealing...
Okay,
He's barely dealing with winter over there. Barely.
And why are we using France as an example?
Because he played for Paris.
Okay.
And then Barcelona.
Okay.
No, it's the other way around.
Huh?
It's the other way around.
What do you mean?
It's Barcelona first.
You know what I meant. Okay. Don't be a jerk.
I just made it.
Hey.
I just was giving the examples of the cities he played for.
Get it right.
Barcelona.
You get it right. You made it seem like he played in Russia.
No, I'm saying it gets cold. Oh, my goodness.
How cold does Barcelona get?
You guys don't know hockey. Nor soccer. Take a break. 15 minutes of heat. Back on the practice court later today. That's next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them.
Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heat here for you, brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida, get the star treatment. We want to see you in Hollywood Kia. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com. Your Miami Heat, they'll be back on the hardwood tomorrow against the Toronto Raptors at 7:30. I'll be covering on preheat tomorrow, so we will get going at 6:15 with preheat, as the Heat will try and beat the Toronto Raptors in Toronto, which means the return of Davion Mitchell north of the border. So we got a classic revenge game coming up for Davion.
AKA Rich Man's Drew Smith.
What?
Rich Man's Drew Smith.
You really got to bury this whole thing. It's the dumbest beef you have.
It is done. With the addition of Davion Mitchell, you can all see how
his Achilles is in tatters, and you're still here trying to cover up takes. I don't understand what you're doing.
It's just to prove that I was right all along.
How are you right? His Achilles snapped. It'd be like saying, like, Kevin Durant's Achilles snapping proves you were right about KD.
No, but KD's an actual baller. You guys were praising this man as if he was something. We got Davion Mitchell now.
No, I didn't praise him like he was
off
something.
Day.
What I did was I said it was ridiculous bullying on your part pick on the last guy on the roster.
You think I just picked him out and said,
you did.
No, this was you and all of Heat Nation. Oh, Drew Smith. Oh, I love you, Drew Smith.
He played really well.
He played mediocre.
He played really well.
Compare his stats to Davion
Mitchell. Went downhill after he got hurt.
That's fair. That's fair. I can't argue that.
You know, but I think Jimmy looked at me and goes, we're cooked. We're cooked. I'm out of here. Did we ever behave poorly did Jimmy ever behave poorly with Drew Smith around? I think not.
I cannot deny that. Davion Mitchell, though, real clamps. Off day.
He's been fun. He's been fun to watch so far. He is tenacious. He gets at that chase down block that he had.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. And yeah, why do you scoff at revenge game? Thank you. The shrug goes for radio. Really great.
Pretty good.
Because it's not a situation where, see if I can find a situation when Jimmy comes back,
mm-hmm.
right? What he was asked to do in Toronto and what he's asked to do now are kind of two different things, right? So I don't think his opportunities in Toronto were the same as here. So it's kind of a different type of thing. Like, yeah, you want to beat your old team, but his role is different here. He's probably got more on his plate here than he did in Toronto.
I mean, I guess he started like half their games.
They couldn't wait to get rid of him.
What are you doing? Now you're just making up takes out of the blue. And if they couldn't wait to get rid of him, wouldn't that speak to it being a revenge game?
Revenge game.
Here's what I would like.
All right.
Dear Heat players, if it is a revenge game, I don't know his feelings on it. If it is, it's going to be hard to get revenge if you score single digits in a quarter.
You just did a political move there. Like, you're just like, you know what? No single digit quarters. You dismissed it being a revenge game, and then you just brought up something.
I said, if it's a revenge game, it's going to be hard to get revenge if you have a single point quarter.
Ridiculous.
Typical. Is that not right?
I mean, look, of course.
Listen.
It's not Luka going back to Dallas.
You and your group, the spin doctors, you always put a little twisty twist on your comments.
Little miss can't be wrong.
A doctor of spin. That's it.
Luka takes on the Mavericks coming up in two games next week. But it's not in Dallas.
Yeah.
That's not until April.
Ooh. So when he goes to Dallas, are they going to cheer? They're going to cheer, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because they love Luka.
They love Luka. Although, I'll tell you what, he stunk up the joint yesterday. Woo. A lot of people saying maybe this Nico Harrison was on to something.
After one game?
Was his third game?
Yeah. I mean,
yes.
I was like, because I was watching yesterday. I was like, I was watching on Sports, and I was like, hey, where are the Luka highlights?
Right?
Didn't do anything. All I saw him do was inbounds. It's because he had like 900 turnovers.
So, yeah. And the funny thing is you know what you see right before the game? Luka has no more minutes restriction. Like, you probably ought to give him a restriction.
Yesterday, Luka's numbers, he did flirt with a triple-double, but he had 6 turnovers, 5 of 18, 1 of 9.
From 3, yikes.
Yeesh. LeBron yesterday, dunking all over that dude that they almost traded for. 26 points, but he missed back-to-back threes to chance to tie the game, so... He was not able to do that. Hornets beat the Lakers 197 yesterday.
Yikes.
You got Luka yesterday? Here's him on his rustiness he's feeling.
obviously, you know, it's going to take a lot of time. I mean, a lot today, a lot of rustiness for my part. So start the game with like 4 or 5 turnovers. That can't happen. So it's got to, you know, play them basketball the right way.
And then this was Luka on LeBron taking all the final shots while he just stood around watching.
Yeah, I mean, it's both ways. You know, he had it going, so obviously we're going to go to him. You know, I think it go both ways. So one time it's going to be him, one time me. So I think it depends how the game's going.
All right. Well, listen, if anybody's going to fix it, it's going to be this J.J. Redick. You know, J.J. Redick has got to figure it out all of a sudden. Mesh stars. Get
it
going.
The answer should always be give the ball to LeBron. So he can pass it to Luka.
Well, he didn't yesterday, though. I know. He was going down.
I mean, you had to figure.
I don't know, dude.
You had to figure at some point during the game. It was like, are you playing basketball or building a condo?
LeBron's like, did I trade for you or a Bogdanovich?
Anyway. And you know, that's I tell you what. Hmm? If you think Nico was upset with Luka being in shape, imagine LeBron.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah,
you know that guy.
Full slate of NBA action tonight. The Lakers and are back on the floor taking on the Trailblazers. You got Suns Spurs tonight. That's the national TV game.
So wait, they played in Orlando? I mean, in Charlotte?
No. They played in LA last night.
Oh, okay.
LA to Portland. And it was a makeup game because they had to make up for the fires.
That's right.
And the Hornets have Denver tonight, so they both are on back-to-backs. What else? What's the other national game tonight? Celtics 76ers tonight is the other one. Pacers Grizzlies. That's a nice game tonight at 7 o'clock. Magic Hawks, Cavs Nets, Bulls Knicks, Clippers Bucks. I don't think any of these games are taking me away from hockey. I got to be honest with you.
Oh, no. We know what's on.
Speaking of hockey, we'll get into that. We'll get into some more Heat later. The Heat are back on the practice court. I'm sure we'll get some quotes from practice today as they are getting set for their return. But the only NBA action last night was Lakers and Hornets. But we will talk to a man they call the Hockey Hornet. Nobody calls him that. David Dwork from the Hockey News and the Hockey Show. He joins us next.
Wow.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Tonight is the night, Leroy.
We drape
ourselves in red, white, and blue. The final of the four nations face off.
You can basically just wear your Panthers stuff because most of your team is out there. A lot of your team's out
there. Well, if you were going to go Panthers stuff, I mean, you got Zito, Kachuk, and then you got the Sams on the other side. Yep. So, did I take a double Kachuk score tonight? Plus 1400 on the Hard Rock app, perhaps? Game special. Let us go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line and talk to our guy there, the man from the Hockey News, and as I have dubbed him, the Hockey Hornet.
Wow.
Do people call him that?
I don't think so.
But I think they do.
Okay.
I think they do.
We'll find out.
Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
Hornet would suggest he's moving. He was a goalie.
Buzz around, dude. Buzz around between the pipes. That's what he does. It's also our Road to Repeat, which is brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers. Did you try that one?
I haven't yet, but I'm going after I finish.
There's no fizz.
I know. They actually have one that's fizz too. Astro Vibe is the same flavor with fizz, but this
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
This is Blue Raz Lemonade, which sounds like a delightful mixed drink. Let's talk to our favorite hockey insider, of course, David Dwork from the Hockey News, and of course from Metal Arc Media's The Hockey Show. Hello, David.
Hello, boys. How's it going down in not so freezing South Florida?
It's
a little chilly this morning.
A little
what are you
brisk.
Talking about? I had to put on a sweater.
it's a little. Why is it cold in Boston?
Yeah, I think it's like 21 right now as I walked over to the arena this morning. So it's a little brisk.
Man up, ladybug. Messi just played in 3 degrees.
That's true. If Messi can do it, you can do it.
All right. Enough of that.
How much? How much does Canada hate Matthew Kachuk right now?
Like what's the highest measurable point of that barometer?
Yes.
I don't know.
The Tkachuk brothers are public enemy number one right now if you're a Canadian. And if you're an American, you love to hear it because they were so impactful in the game last weekend against Canada. I'm looking at them on the ice. Well, I see Brady on the ice right now. I'm not sure if Matthew has come out yet, but there is so much just excitement around this town and this building with the players, with the media. Like, I didn't know what to expect coming into this Four Nations thing, but holy cow, has it exceeded expectations, and tonight is just going to be amazing.
This has been probably the biggest surprise of anything that any sport has done during their All-Star break or whatever. Because I know baseball tried to do – what did baseball have the tournament before the season? The World Baseball Classic. Yeah. A little bit. I can't imagine anything that any sport has put together that's had this type of reaction worldwide.
When you combine hockey international best on best, which is what you get in the Olympics, which is why the Olympics are generally so fun, but then when you add NHL rules where they can actually fight and beat each other up and not worry about getting tossed out for a game or anything like that, it's given us what we've seen here, where every emotion is, you know, peaking for these guys, and they can just go ahead and ride it out. I mean, 3 fights in 9 seconds in a, you know, a grudge match, do or die, well, not do or die, but in a grudge match type game with the USA and Canada, like, we all were just drooling at our TV screens. Like, it sounded like 2/3 of America switched off the NBA dunk contest and said, well, this sucks. I'm going to go watch something that's actually fun and exciting. I'm curious to see, Leroy, what happens future-wise, just because it's been such a success. But, dude, this has been amazing. Like, I don't know what to expect tonight, but I just hope that in some way that the Boston fans bring it the way that the Montreal fans did, because everything that I was told and everything that we saw about that atmosphere at the Bell Center last weekend was something that I, like, if I realized ahead of time, I would have found a way to be there. Like, right. That was, like, incredible, incredible. So I just hope that this one tonight can somehow match that, because, holy cow, as a sports fan, forget media, forget player, just as a sports fan, mm-hmm. seeing something like that, like, you can't anticipate something like in a crowd, an atmosphere like that. That's what I want.
You got to switch it, right? So the next time they do the Four Nations, the final has to be in Canada.
Yeah. For sure. You have to. That's the only fair way to do it.
Right.
Do you feel like there's a level of mental edge USA has right now on Canada? Because we had Tkachuk kind of poking fun at it yesterday. Hey, maybe they don't like each other very much. Or we see even in a Stanley Cup final how quick momentum can swing. So do you feel like it's a clean slate tonight? Or do you think the U.S. has a little bit of something on them on the jump?
I think you wipe the slate clean. I think there's too many superstars out there that have Stanley Cup experience that have been around the block. I think it's going to be just like you said, it's like a game seven where everything that happened ahead of time is just wiped away. I think it's been cool to see how everything's played out. The way that the schedule was with the 2 days off before the final, I wasn't sure, you know, what to expect, if it was just going to be kind of like a ho-hum, we're killing time. But it's been crazy. I mean, between the injuries and the illnesses with the Tkachuk brothers, with the whole Brady Quinn situation. Not Brady Quinn. Wow. Am I a hurt Dolphins fan or what? holy cow. Just everything that's kind of played out here over the last few days, it's been so much fun. It's kind of weird that we have to go back to NHL hockey in a couple of days.
Can you explain that Quinn Hughes thing? Like, what was the deal? Is he coming? Is he not coming? Like, what was the holdup and the whole miscommunication there, I guess?
Well, the rules, which were created just for this tournament, said that for you to go above your initial roster, you have to have guys that are hurt that, like, came out, were injured or sick or whatever, and that they had to be replaced because you didn't have somebody else. So they couldn't bring in Hughes. My God, I can't think of names right now. Because they still had their 6th defenseman on the roster. So that was kind of the running joke over the last 48 hours. Like, okay, who's going to come in there and, you know, fall sick at the last minute or something will happen to get him on the ice. But he's not on the ice right now. And it looks like the U.S. is going to stick with what we saw from the last game, aside from, you know, the both of the Tkachuks being out there. Looks like the only guy that's going to be missing for the U.S. is... I'm totally blanking on names today. The Boston defenseman, Charlie McAvoy. Thank you. So everybody's at full strength. I hope Sam Bennett's out there because he's been such a beast for Canada, but he did get the healthy scratch in game one. I don't know, man. Panther time. I think I like where Tobin was going. What do you say, plus 1,100 for both Tkachuks?
Dude, it was plus 1,400 Hard Rock is going right now for both Tkachuks to score. I was looking at the Rhino, you know, odds on tonight because he's like plus 500 to record 2 points. He's plus 350 to just score a goal. But, like, with all this star power, like, is he going to be in that position, you think, tonight?
I would the Reinhart points at plus 500 sounds pretty appealing to me just because he's playing with Sidney Crosby and Nathan MacKinnon. Mm. So it's kind of hard not to think they're going to rack up some points there. Even, I mean, look, the U.S. has given up 4 goals through 3 games at this point. So it's not like Canada's going to go out there and light up the world, per se. But the U.S. is shown to be a little leaky on their zone entries, and that's where Canada excelled in their last game. So we could see something fun, but for that number, with those guys on the ice together, kind of hard to pass up.
Do you, you know, Tkachuk was talking about this yesterday, because it's interesting. We had our own little mini growth over these last few years with the Panthers, and we've seen it grow in a non-traditional market, even though it's been here forever. It's now in its golden age almost. But he was talking about what this could mean for the game as far as nationally, young players watching this. Do you feel like that's going to have bear fruit for the game of hockey as far as American players are concerned?
No, I sure hope so. It's hard to say just because it's been, what, four, you know, 6 games or 7 games when it's all over, so it's a pretty small sample size. But based off of the reaction, that would be an amazing, amazing accomplishment for this. Just because, you know, as the guys have said, there haven't been these international games. We haven't had that kind of excitement. USA Hockey has always been around, but to get the young players excited, and I mean, case in point, when I was watching that USA-Canada game at home last Saturday with my 8-year-old, I had Frozen on the big TV for the kids, and I had hockey on the little TV for dad. And within 5 seconds of the game starting, literally, my 8-year-old was totally ditching Frozen and staring up the little TV with me, to the point where he stayed up with me till 10 o'clock at night just watching hockey, not playing basketball, not playing with his toys. So maybe that's an indicator of the excitement that's going to be going on with kids around just by watching what happened. And I sure hope so, because, I mean, right now you see how good the Americans are. Imagine an influx of talent for another generation.
Well, word to the wise, I mean, I know your kid is already born in hockey and has taken to been plenty of Panthers games. If he asks for a stuffed Stanley C. Panther when you go to the game, don't wait till the end of the game, because they're always sold out. I've made that rookie mistake, and I paid for it for a year, where they're like, oh, just, yeah.
Bad dad.
It wasn't bad. I just thought it was practical. I didn't want him to carry around the Stanley C. Panther all game. I didn't think they were going to sell out.
Well, no other father thought that.
Apparently so.
All the other fathers said, let me get it now before they run out.
I'm just trying. I was just trying, baby. I don't know what to tell you.
So, Dave, like, I like live hockey, but I'm not as big of a television hockey guy, because live is TV doesn't do hockey justice. But I've watched all of these games, and I can't even explain why. Is it just the international aspect of it, or the fact that you have, like, basically your whole Florida Panthers Stanley Cup winning team is splattered all over this thing?
No, it's the weight.
Right.
It's just like the Stanley Cup. Like, you know that every one of these games has so much meaning, that these guys, you know, nobody's taken off a shift. Like, it's the importance of it. And that's why we love the Stanley Cup playoffs, why it's kind of universally known that that's the best playoff in all of sports. Whether or not you like hockey, I will watch the Stanley Cup playoffs. And we're getting that almost to the nth degree because, you know, as I said before, these guys can take it to another level. And there's just something about representing your country. I don't know. It's almost indefinable in that it's like an emotion, but something happens when you put on the crest of your country, whether you're an American, Canadian, whatever you might be, and it brings the best out of you. And that's what we're seeing right now. And if you're a sports fan, you recognize that and you're drawn to it. And I think that's what kind of brought us all into this.
Is there somebody you think is like an X factor tonight on either side? Like, is there a guy who's either been quiet or can explode? Like, is there somebody in particular on either side that you think, if that guy's going, it's going to be a tough night for the opponent?
I mean, you can draw any number of names out of a hat, really. I mean, you've got a game with Connor McDavid, Sidney Crosby, Nathan MacKinnon, you know, the best hockey players in the world right now. So, I mean, if any of them get hot, it could really turn the tide. But that's what makes this game so cool, is that you've got the best offensive players and the best defensive players going head-to-head. So it's really hard to say. I want to throw that to, like, a Connor Hellebuck, because, you know, if the goalie steals the game, there's nothing that really anybody could do. So I guess that would be my, not cop-out answer, but I would say the goalies. But that being said, I'd have a lot more fun tonight if this ends up being like 4-3 or 5-4.
Oh yeah, I mean you're gonna be like sick to your stomach. It's gonna be like having
last, you can't like
last
right,
summer all
because,
over.
Oh my goodness, it would like I don't know what's more nerve wracking, watching a 1-0 hockey game or watching a 6-5 hockey game, because it like you're on the edge of your seat because anything can happen at any moment.
Yep, that's what makes it so great.
All right, buddy. We appreciate it. Enjoy it. Boots on the ground, and thank you for giving us some time on this busy morning for you.
No, anytime, fellas. Enjoy the game tonight.
All right. There you go. David Dworky. He is live from the ice.
See that?
Up
wait,
there
wait.
In Boston.
Somebody made a suggestion.
Yep.
Maybe we shouldn't call Dwork for Leroy's hockey questions. He's getting every name wrong. And followed by Leroy's showing his intangibles with that McAvoy response.
That was very impressive.
Oh, that was good.
That was very impressive.
That was good.
That was good.
That was good.
Hey, I patted myself on the back for that one.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. Hey, I just saw on the ticker, Bobby Portis.
I saw that too.
Suspended. Mm. 25 games.
I just strangely 25. Read an article on Bobby Portis.
How can Bobby be 6'8" and...
Did he juice? Is that what happened, Marcos?
I don't
or did
know.
He
see,
get caught for some like something else?
Anti-drug, so we'll look exactly and see what it was.
Here's the thing. You can
taking
get
taking a banned substance.
Here's the deal.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
Let me
I have the statement from his agent if you want.
Let me explain this to you. Okay. When people fail a drug test, we make the assumption they were taking something, you know, illegal.
Mm-hmm.
But there are several over-the-counter medications or things, prescriptions you would get from a doctor that are on the ban list because they kind of work as a diuretic to cover up if you're taking something else.
I got what he took. It apparently was he took another pain medication, according to his agent. This is Mark Bartlestein, who is Bradley Beal's agent. Got the no trade. He said, I'm devastated for Bobby right now because he made an honest mistake and the ramifications are incredibly significant. Bobby unintentionally took a pain medication called Tramadol, thinking he was taking the pain medication called Toradol. Toradol. That sucks, dude.
Right.
Toradol is an approved pain medication that he has used previously and that teams and players use for pain inflammation at times. Tramadol, however, is not an approved pain medication and was recently added to the banned substance list this past spring. The Tramadol pill that he took came from an assistant of his with a valid prescription for the painkiller, which he mistakenly told Bobby was Toradol. This was, again, an honest mistake that was made because of the similarities in the names of the drugs and the fact that both serve very similar purposes. Bobby was using an anti-inflammatory pain-reducing medication to deal with an elbow injury that he had this past fall, believing it was Toradol to alleviate some pain in preparation for that night's game. Bobby is a great person. There are no bigger fans of the NBA than Bobby and I. We are grateful to have closely collaborated with the NBA. On countless occasions, we support the league's anti-drug policy. And its purpose to have a fair, competitive, healthy landscape for our athletes. But is absolutely not a drug abuser. He works tirelessly on increasing performance in a natural, legal, healthy ways. But he made a mistake, took a pill unknowingly that he should not, that he shouldn't have taken. Today, in this instance, I am deeply disappointed that the NBA chooses to interpret its policy so strictly that the policy does not allow for different results for an honest mistake.
Dude.
25 games is a
you
lot.
Would, you
a
would,
lot of games.
Think about
a lot
this.
Of games.
Think about this, though.
That's like the rest of the season, isn't
right.
it?
Eventually. Yeah.
Think about this. You could go into a GNC or a vitamin store.
Yeah.
And ask them, hey, I want to do something for this, this, or this. And they'll give you something to take. And it's a banned substance in the sport. And you're making the assumption that it's over the counter. How could it be banned? And they have their reasons for it.
Is that like one of those things, like, because he said it happened basically from an assistant or whoever, like, is that one of those things when you have something like this, do you always have to go to the team to get something?
Kind of, but if he thought it was Toradol and he knows Toradol's okay,
mm-hmm.
then he wouldn't go to the team. Like, I remember I was taking these little vitamin packs, right? And I took him to my trainer and asked him to check him out, right? It's not as cut and dry as people think. Like, I know a bunch of guys that I know would never, and all of a sudden they get flagged because they're taking some type of vitamin or, you know, something like that. And a lot of these drugs are on list because they work as an agent to hide the serious stuff.
So what's that going
to
cost Bobby Portis? Like, is that going to cost him like $8 million? Like, how much does that roll? That's a lot of games, dude.
So
he don't make nothing.
So, I mean, this sucks, right? Like, it sucks because it was an honest mistake. And I know it's easy for people to say, you know, well, you should know what you're putting in your body. And he said, I thought I did. And, like, there is no other way to say honest mistake. But I can tell you this. If I called customer service because something got jacked up, or I go somewhere and it says jacked up, and they tell me honest mistake, I'm just supposed to accept it and move on.
Right.
It don't cost you $8 million. So, like,
should be about $850,000 for him, by the way.
$850,000 total?
Yeah, because he makes $34,000 a game.
Oh, okay. 34,000 times 8. No, he makes more than that.
It says that Bobby Portis' average annual salary is $12 million.
Okay.
Which breaks down to about 34,000 a game.
Right.
Doesn't seem to make sense, though.
No, because 30,000 times 80 is 2.4 million, right?
12.6 million.
No, he's wrong.
12.6
right.
million divided by 82 is 153,000 a game.
Yeah.
Does that include
30 times 8? Dude, 30 times 80 is 2.4 million.
If it's per game, I know that there's some flimsy things because some guys get paid, but like it says that would be like $3.8 million.
Why would it say that though? Yep, AI overview just says exactly verbatim, but that's wrong. That's clearly wrong.
I mean,
so then what is it? So like, how much per game is that then?
Smeathan.
What did he say?
Clearly, he never made a mistake in his life. Tough nuggets, Bobby. RBA Richie, frog math is different.
Just Googled.
You sure you have the right? Are you going by Robert Portis? Like, do you think this is a guy on a 10-day?
I don't know.
Dude, like, it didn't sound right.
No, it didn't.
Because 30,000 times 80 games is 2.4 million.
Dade South says that Martin.
So how do you get, if he makes 12 million, where's the other?
No, it should be like just under, a shade under 4 mil.
Right.
I don't know. Contract wizardry, guys. Don't act like that's not something that happens.
Dade South says that you're Bobby Tortoise.
Huh? That's pretty good. Somebody says the way Leroy could calculate numbers is crazy.
We'll take a break. Hour Tua is next.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.